Your attention, please. Your attention, please. It's time to raise a glass.
Which way you going, Billy? Can I go too? Which way?
Listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and out on the Oregon coast at 91.7 FM, and of course streaming online all over the world at xray.fm. I'm Jim Fisher, this is Raise a Glass, and we're doing just that in honor of Susan Jacks, singer for the Canadian act The Poppy Family. She died on this day 4 years ago, and they had a big hit in 1968 with that one. Which Way You Going, Billy? That went to number 2 on the singles chart, but I can't say I remember ever hearing that one. I have, however, heard of her bandmate and husband, Terry Jacks. He had a big hit a few years later with Seasons in the Sun. Before we get any deeper into this week's show, I want to thank the generous donors who gave to X-Ray during the spring fund drive through my P2P page. Megan and Vincent here in Portland, Jenny in LA, B in Seattle, you guys are fantastic. Thank you for your donations, which help keep community radio alive in Portland and beyond. In fact, loyal listener B, who I mentioned there, works at a hospital in Seattle, and she dedicated her donation to her colleague, a guy named Connor, who was in his final year of residency, but sadly took his own life last week. Apparently, he was a big radio fan, and I don't know if he ever listened to this program, but let's raise a glass to Connor. And let's raise a glass to all the people who work in hospitals and emergency rooms. Bless you for the long hours and the horrors you have to endure. Just watching the pit stresses me out, so I can't imagine what that sort of thing would be like for real. But yeah, sooner or later, that sort of extreme stress takes its toll, leads people to very dark places. But as Connor was apparently fond of saying, rock on, let's do that now with the Stones, shall we? It's X-Ray.
I'm high. show. I've been listening to the sirens and the radio. He said he'd be over 3 hours ago. I've been waiting for his car.
My shirt is picking out of my jeans. You got me painted in the corner where I'm living way beyond my means. Outside my window, a bird once flew. Now I don't even care what kind of gum I chew. Oh, baby, just wanna be with you. Well, I don't wanna wash the dishes, but I'm wishing I could wash my hair. Circus, down to the zoo. The monkey's looking at me like I'm looking at you. Oh, baby, just wanna be with you. I don't wanna go to London to visit the Queen. She don't like my haters, if you know what I mean. Don't wanna walk around like I got nothing to do. Uh-uh, baby, wanna be with you. Uh-uh, baby, wanna be with you. Sitting on my living room rug, I was looking at the numbers of the women that I thought I'd done. There was one that begged, one that teased, one God bless me every time I sneeze. But oh, baby, I just wanna be with you. I wanna be with you when there ain't no love, when the banks all closed, with the stars above. Lonely won't be lonesome when we get through. Uh-uh, baby, wanna be with you. Uh-uh, baby, wanna be with you. I got an airplane ticket and my shirt is sticking out of my jeans. You got me painted in the corner.
I get my shoes. Oh, baby, just wanna be with you. I don't wanna go to London to visit the Queen. She don't like my English, if you know what I mean. Don't wanna walk around like I got nothing to do. Uh-uh, baby, wanna be with you. Uh-uh, baby, wanna be with you. Uh-uh, baby, wanna be with you.
A block of tunes there featuring a great session guitarist whose name you may not know, but he had a pretty storied career. Wayne Perkins was his name, and he died on Monday after suffering a stroke at the age of 74. At the top of the block, we heard him with the Rolling Stones on one of their kind of forgotten hits, Hand of Fate. That came from their transitional Black and Blue album when Mick Taylor decided to leave the band. Eric Clapton recommended Perkins, who had previously worked with Joe Cocker and Leon Russell, and he wound up playing on a few tracks from that Stones album, but they decided to go with Ronnie Wood instead, simply because he was English. In fact, Perkins shows up on a track on another Stones album 6 years later on Tattoo You, which I'm learning more and more was pieced together from old outtakes. You wouldn't think a guy from Alabama would be the guitarist on a Stones song, but especially surprising to find him on a Bob Marley tune. That was him doing the atmospheric wah-wah guitar on Stir It Up. He's all over the Catch a Fire album. In fact, being from Alabama, you'd think he would have joined a band like Lynyrd Skynyrd, which he almost did, right about the same time. He also played on Joni Mitchell's Court and Spark, from which we heard Car on a Hill. In addition to the slide guitar parts, he contributed all the city sound effects, enhancing its anxious atmosphere. Finally, we heard Wayne Perkins backing up John Prine on Just Want to Be With You. Any excuse to play John Prine is fine by me. All right, back to the tunes. You're on X-Ray.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing.
Go ahead.
I want to get into it, man, you know.
Go ahead.
Like a sex machine, man.
Yeah.
Moving, doing it, you know.
Yeah.
Can I count it off?
Go ahead.
1, 2, 3, 4. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Machine, wait a minute, shake your arm, then use your palm, stay on the scene, like a sex machine, you got to have the feeling, sure as your bone, get it together, right on, right on, get up,
get on up,
get up,
get on up,
get up.
machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Taste.
Get on up.
A piano.
Thank you. Sinatra. 16, 12. That's cool to my heart. I go 1, 6, 1, 2. Ooh, star. 16, 12. That's cool to my heart. I go 1, 6, 1, 2. Star. Go.
Was on this day in 2014 that the folks at Spotify removed an album of silence by the funk band Wolfpack. Yes, the band's fourth record, Sleepify, was made up of 10 tracks of silence, which they encouraged fans to stream on repeat overnight. The idea was aimed at generating money by gaming the Spotify system so that the band could go on tour and not charge admission fees. Oh well, a noble idea at least. I spared you a few minutes of silence in favor of their song 1612. Before that, we heard from Zap doing So Rough, So Tough, and I play that in honor of that band's central figure, Roger Troutman, famous for his vocoder-enhanced vocals, the analog equivalent of today's auto-tune, I guess. Shot to death outside a recording studio in Dayton, Ohio by his brother, and the band's percussionist, Larry Troutman. Larry then turned the gun on himself, and with no known witnesses, the motive for the murder-suicide is unclear, but family members have suggested a conflict over money. What else? And at the top of the block, Sex Machine from The Godfather of Soul. It was on this day in 1970, after a show in Nashville, James Brown took his band directly to a nearby studio and recorded that tune. It would be the first recording with his new band, which he hired a month earlier when his previous group complained about how they were treated. I wonder if that treatment included the way he would impose fines on his band members if they didn't wear the right stage clothes or they made a mistake during a show. His dance moves and hand gestures were his way of pointing out the person who made a mistake. He would flash a five with his hand when they messed up, and if he flashed it twice, that was a $10 fine. He would remember all the fines he handed out during the show and collect afterward. A bit of a tyrant then. Anyway, the bass player in the new band was 18-year-old Bootsy Collins, who would later join the P-Funk family, of course. Hey, did you know today is National Drug Take-Back Day? Well, it is! The Federal Drug Enforcement Agency set this up because many Americans don't know how to safely dispose of the prescription drugs that have been sitting in the medicine cabinet past their prime. So be safe and send your prescription drugs to Jim Fisher, P.O. Box 1138, Portland, Oregon, 97219. All right, let's do a quick check on...
This Day in History.
There was a great preponderance of baseball events on this day, so let's do This Day in Baseball History. 1876, the Chicago Cubs play their first National League game, beating the Louisville Grays 4-0. It also marked the first shutout in the National League. I should also note, they weren't the Cubs back then. They were the Chicago White Stockings, not to be confused with the team we now call the Chicago White Sox. Well, ain't that a conundrum? 2-2 to Manny Mota. 1901. In their first game as part of the newly minted American League, the Detroit Tigers, trailing Milwaukee 13-4, score 10 runs in the bottom of the ninth to win one of the greatest comebacks in baseball. 1976. In the middle of a game at Dodger Stadium, Cubs center fielder and future Dodger and Santa Monica High School graduate Rick Monday rescues an American flag from two fans who ran onto the field and tried to set it on fire. Seems as good a time as any for a word about Farmer John's pure pork sausage, the easternmost in quality and the westernmost in flavor. In 1977, the Cincinnati Reds tie the record of 12 runs in a single inning, beating the Atlanta Braves 23-9. Davey Lopes takes a strike. 1978, the most deranged and abstract of all team mascots, the Philly Fanatic, makes its first appearance. 1980, Oakland Athletics manager Billy Martin is restrained by umpires after attacking a fan. Lopes hits a fly ball to deep right field, but it's going foul. 1981, Seattle Mariners manager Maury Wills is suspended for 2 games after ordering the Kingdom grounds crew to enlarge the batter's box by 1 foot. 1997, the Seattle Mariners' Ken Griffey Jr. hits his 250th home run. Lopes hits a fly ball to deep center, but it's caught at the warning track by Ken Griffey Sr. How about that?
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think... Oh, bondage! Up yours! 1, 2, 3, 4!
Ah! break.
Hey, 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 one break coming.
Listening to Raise a Glass, wishing a happy birthday to Steve Ferroni. Ferrone? I'm not sure. A former drummer with the Average White Band, now best known for being the drummer for Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers for their last quarter century of existence. He's also recorded and performed with Duran Duran, Stevie Nicks, Chaka Khan, Eric Clapton, the Bee Gees, Johnny Cash, the list goes on. He turned 76 today, and we heard him with the Heartbreakers doing Cabin Down Below. Prior to that, Van Halen doing Unchained, and I play that in tribute to their longtime engineer, Don Landy, who died earlier this month at the age of 79. That's him you hear in the middle part saying, "Come on, Dave, give me a break." Although I had a professor in college who worked as a second engineer on a Van Halen album, and he said that such seemingly off-the-cuff comments were actually highly constructed and rehearsed. We heard from Jane's Addiction doing Up the Beach, and that's for their bass player Eric Avery, who turns 61 today. It was on this day in 2011 we lost Polystyrene, singer for the X-Ray Specs. X-Ray? No relation. She's been described as the archetype for the modern-day feminist punk, with her dental braces and gaudy wardrobe. She was one of the least conventional front persons in rock history, male or female. and started the block with the Stranglers doing No More Heroes. It was on this day in 1980 that their singer-guitarist Hugh Cornwell was released from a London prison after serving 6 weeks for possession of drugs. Mm-hmm. All right, that'll just about wrap it up. I thank you for lending me your ear holes and do hope you'll join me again next week. Stay tuned for a Reverse Couple Skate. I want to mention somebody who passed just as this show was going to press. Dave Mason of Traffic has died. I'll play some stuff from him next week. Also, tune in this Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific time. I'll be sitting in for DJ Kiki on Music for Neighbors. Leaving you with one more. We lost this guy at age 97 3 years ago to the day. It's Billy the Kid Emerson with the original version of this number, which you might have heard other people cover. You're on X-Ray. Radio is yours.
No, I didn't. No, wait a minute. That's all right.
My gal is red hot.
Your gal ain't do this squat.
That's it. My gal is red hot.
Your gal ain't do this squat.
She ain't got a lot of money, but love it, she's really got a lot. My gal is red hot.
Your gal ain't do this squat.
Yes, she is. My gal is red hot.
Your gal ain't do this squat.
She ain't got a lot of money, but love it, she's really got a lot.
Man, I got a girl with a whole lot of bread.
Yeah, I see you don't let that go right to your head. My gal is red hot.
Your gal ain't do this squat.
She ain't got a lot of money, but love it, she's really got a lot. My gal can do the shimmy, she can do the boogie too. If she ain't a Jim Dandy, she's a snapperoo. My gal is red hot.
Your gal ain't do this squat.
She ain't got a lot of money, but love it, she's really got a lot. All right. Got a lot of money, but love, she really got a lot. She goes where I send her, she comes when I call. She cooks chicken every Sunday, and that ain't all. She's not too large, just 5 feet tall. She's a little bitty mama, but she's on the ball. My gal is red hot. She's got a lot of loving, but money, she really got a lot. My gal is red hot. My gal is red hot. She ain't got a lot of money, but love it, she's really got a lot.
Say, man, I got a girl that ain't never been kissed.
Yeah, and I got a girl ain't never been missed. My gal is red hot.